Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Football died.
Gentlemen, it's football day again. The special episode where we're recording it really, really early.
Mm.
And we're going to put it out, as you know, the listener, in the dead zone between Christmas and New Year.
It's a little post-Christmas present for everyone.
Are we
right?
Telling them on the episode before that we're doing this?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
got to remember to do that now.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, we will.
We haven't played enough more Football Manager to have an actual normal episode of It's Football Day, so... Get this, it's a special. We're already doing specials three episodes in.
I know. This is the fourth.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fourth.
Four episodes in, we're already doing specials.
It's like we're time traveling.
It's amazing. Gone this week are the updates, or this bye week.
Oh, what do you think about the election results, Joe?
Shut up.
Wasn't that amazing?
I don't want to think about it. Updates. Just, we've done away with them. Who knows what's going on with all our boys?
Yeah.
This time, right, we're all sat around a table. We've all got computers. Mm-hmm. Live, right now, we're all looking at them. And we're going to do a fantasy draft, which is an option in the full fat version of Football Manager 2020.
Yeah. We've set up a little fantasy league. It's the It's Football Day trophy.
Yep.
There's three of us. Play each other twice.
Yes.
See who tops the table.
If you don't know how a fantasy draft works... But you do know how our draft works, you can work it out. If you don't know how our draft works, basically, we're going to choose from the entirety of the Premier League
and we've got
made up of its players.
A budget of $306 million each.
Yeah,
so specific.
And it applies monetary values to the players. So it's not like we have to negotiate terms.
Oh,
we're just going like, it's
no
fantasy
contracts.
Football. So if, I think it's Kevin De Bruyne's the most expensive player in the league and he's something like $97 million.
Whoa. So if you're getting him, you're sure.
That's a third of your budget. Just about.
We've got a minute a pick, but we'll probably go quicker
but
than
if
that.
He can carry the team, though, if you get someone like that.
But we've designed our own clubs as well for this.
And managers.
Mm. Yeah. I've I've scanned the face of Sean Williamson, Barry from EastEnders.
Yeah.
Worryingly, he looks more like me than when I scan my own
picture. Yeah, it is incredible.
That isn't ideal. My team, the Cardi Boys.
What's your stadium called?
Cardi Land.
And what's your and what's your nickname?
Just the Boys. Shortened it.
Okay, nice.
It's easier.
You?
So my face was Tommy Wiseau, but it took his mouth when it was smiling and closed it, so it's got some sort of weird lip thing going
it
on.
It is quite creepy. He looks...
You've given him, like, short red hair.
Short ginger hair.
He looks like a pervert.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
He reminds me
He could potentially
of...
be a nonce, so I do have to watch
He reminds me of the really tall man in the Simpsons episode in his little car.
Oh, yeah!
My team.
What is it he says?
Making fun of my automobile.
Yeah, he's like, do you find it funny that I'm a short? Oh, I can't remember it, but you know it. Yeah. You know it.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, the club is called Coventry Orso.
Very good.
Because, you know, respect.
I see you've gone for
boys.
A sky blue.
Sky blue. Well, the kit's sort of black and blue. I thought
really?
I'd throw a little, make so it a little bit gothier, edgier version.
My home kit is sort of a dark, like New York Jet green with black trimming. An away kit of white
you
with green trimming.
You boys both like green, don't you?
I love green.
I do not
colour.
Like green.
You're an idiot.
Except for money. I do like that.
He loves the green.
What have you gone for, Joe?
Well, I'm the only person who's named... I've gone for a character rather than myself.
Yeah.
I've got the face of Forrest Whitaker, and my character, inexplicably, is called Borgallet.
Your avatar here has the whitest teeth I've ever seen.
Beautiful. I think that's actually Forrest Whitaker's teeth. He's just got beautiful teeth.
What I'll do is I'll take a photo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of this screen right now, and then when we put this episode live, we can tweet this photo so people
can
see.
Okay, if you remember.
Yeah.
People can see what we're talking about.
Borgullet runs the club. Well, it was meant to be called Borgullet's Fuckers, but I ran out of characters, so they're called Borgullet's Thurk with an E at the end.
I don't remember someone tweeting me telling me to tweet that photo.
You've got a lovely, like, almost magenta-like.
Well, I uploaded a custom icon, and it doesn't seem to have worked, but it was a picture of Borgullet.
Oh.
But also I play at the Lose Your Mind Dom because it ran out of characters again. It was meant to be the Dome. And for some reason, my nickname is Gullet's Kids.
Amazing.
Well, my nickname was the Donovans.
The Donovans.
And, I play at the Dube.
Do you? Yeah, lovely. Of course. Oh, well, yeah, you always name your stadium the Dube.
I
did.
I named it the Big Bastard once.
Okay.
So. I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen when I press
well,
begin
mate,
drop
I've
it.
Never played this version before.
I've
so
only
I don't
done
know
a couple times
happen.
In years ago. I think we have a few minutes to draw
to do
up
a
short list.
Okay.
I might just go freeform commando anyway on it.
Yeah, but you think is we establish here, you've got an encyclopedic knowledge of all players. Joe's pretty good as well. I barely know. I know like the
it's
top team.
Be great. It's gonna be
I'm
easy.
Not gonna
They're
know
all
the players.
Rated. Just do it pure yeah. maths. Oh, just go on pure maths.
I do like maths.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So I press begin draft.
Are we going to talk about what our shortlists are going to be, or are we just going to skip past the shortlists?
Yeah,
because that'll be boring. I'll just be sitting in silence
all
for
right.
a few minutes.
Well,
so,
we get to play.
Do you know what? Let's do a clap after I've pressed begin draft, so I know what to cut out
all
when
right.
I edit this.
Okay. We'll put in Ooh, a lovely jingle.
Yeah, there we go. We're about to begin the draft.
Bollocks Journal. Bullshit.
Hello, listener. Joe here to interrupt because I listened back to this next bit where we pick all the players in our draft, and it's unlistenably long and stupid and bad. So what I've done is taken all the names of the people we picked and a few funny bits, and I've put them to some increasingly stressful music. Enjoy!
I think I'm going to get big on my first one, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Who you got?
He's got Harry Kane.
I've got Harry Kane.
Absolutely. Do you know what? There's not many top forwards, so I'm going to take Jamie Vardy.
He's the most beautiful man in the world. Son Heung-min. I feel like you need a very good keeper, but I don't want to spend too much. Kasper Schmeichel.
Oh. I'm going Van Dijk.
Oh, that was my next pick.
Oh, fuck, I had a
65 million.
I'm going for a keeper, I think. So I might do another fuck you two, boys. I'm going for Lloris.
Have him. Have him, mate.
I'm feeling this in the middle of the park. Feeling Ross Barkley.
Oh, I've got Vardy. I'm going with Madison. I'm going with
the
Leicester connection.
And I'm going for N'Golo Kanté.
See, I've already set the rule in my mind that I'm not getting any Arsenal or Chelsea players.
N'Golo Kanté's so nice that he's barely a Chelsea player.
Because I'm a bitter, stubborn prick.
I'm going to go Ben Chilwell.
Yuki offers Fucker, that was my next defense. Pick. Ruben Neves.
Fabian Delph. Oh, Joe.
Hello.
Fuck you, mate. I'm having Phil Foden.
Oh, it was my next pick, you bitch.
For 13 million, Harry Maguire. It's
not letting me choose. Tanguy Ndombele. I feel sick.
Going Raul Jimenez. I wanted Chilwell. My backup, though, for 12 million, Luca Dean.
David Luiz. Michael Keane.
To play on the left with Dean, I'm going to get Richarlison in for 24 million. And hopefully he doesn't dive every second.
I've got a lot of English players just looking at my team.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. You were a jingoist. Lewis Dunk. Juan Foyth. 6 million.
Wilfred Ndidi.
Musa Sissoko.
You're building a big, beefy team.
Mm. It's
beefy boys.
I feel like it's a good price. Yeah. 11 million for Theo Walcott.
Seamus Coleman.
Check these out for prices. 5 million each.
Yeah.
Eric Lamella and Christian Pulisic.
13 million. I'll have Nick Pope from Burnley.
Yeah,
I'm going mad here, but I really want him because I think he's a good talent.
Yeah, do you?
And he's 36 million. It's Trent Alexander-Arnold. Oh. I don't even know who this guy is, but I'm going to go with it because he looks versatile. It's Bernardo.
Ismail Assar from Watford.
It's a lot at this stage of the game, but 13 million for Joe Gomez, who can play across every
position.
I almost clicked him last night.
Yeah. I think I've lost my mind. I picked Fred.
I've got some sports buzzwords in there. 27 million for Lucas Moura.
And he's a young prospect. Callum Hudson-Odoi. Christian Benteke.
What a great goal scoring record he has recently. I do like a bit of Leander Dendonca from Wolves. If you're Arjun Reiki from, I don't even know who you play for, but you're £475.
I'm sorry, Arjun. I'm going chunky. I'm getting Toby Alderweireld. Oh, I know what I'm doing. Aurelio Gomez for 3 mil.
That's
the octopus.
Oh, that's a bargain. 950k for Lewis Cook.
Jeffrey Schlupp. It's happening, boys.
Yeah.
Troy Parrott.
I'll have Patrick Bernard.
What?
I just found a player called Rocky Bashiri.
Get him. Danny Ings could do a job for me. I've got him. I feel like Danny Drinkwater for 3 million's alright.
Yeah. Cedric at right back.
Yes, please. got Gary Cahill for 900k.
Manager Fusa Mensa.
Is it Timothy Fosu Mensa?
Fosu, I would say Fusa. Oh, I've got seven defenders, I need to stop.
You are so British.
More Leicester. Iosi Perez for 10 million.
I'm going to spend 7 million of my remaining not a lot of money on Jermaine Defoe.
7 million for Jermaine Defoe? That's compared to a lot.
That seems a bit of a weird choice.
I don't care. Moves to Gineppo for a million.
I need ball playing defenders the way I play, so 4.5 million for James Tarkovsky.
Matty Longstaff. Morgan Gibbs White. 3 million.
Ben Mee.
Daryl Yanmat.
I bought Eric Peters.
The panic in your voice. Lys Mousset.
Carlos Sanchez. Leo Bonatini.
750k for Adriana.
Charlie Daniels. Fuck it. Ryan Sessegnon.
Emi Bendia from Norwich.
Pablo Zabaleta.
That's the most expensive one you can afford. Someone who's basically retired.
Gotta do what you gotta do. You need some experience in the squad as well as you. Oh, shit. Little jokes. Oh, no, I didn't buy him. Skip position. Okay, well, I was not going to film a squad anyway, so. Oh, well.
Harry Wilson.
I've just realised that this player can play in almost every single position on the field except striker, and I include goalkeeper.
What?
This is. with a red rating.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
That's more than most.
Yeah.
And that player is Zimbabwe's Marvellous Nagamba.
Ollie Skip. Oh. Bit of Oliver Skip.
Joe Hart. Robert Snodgrass.
Ooh. Big Andy Carroll.
Maximilian Meyer.
Oh, I was looking at him.
I think he's all right.
Yeah. There we go. The draft is complete.
We've only got a 23-person squad.
Now we actually have to play the games.
Oh, what?
Let's have some fun. It's football day.
Right. Got to pick our captains.
Yes.
I'm obviously going Van Dijk.
Yeah.
Leadership from the back. And I think I'll go vice-captain Maguire. Get both leaders at the back. Lead from the back. See everything in front of you. Drive the team on.
I raise you leading from the back with leading from the very back. Kasper Schmeichel is my captain, and backup captain is Aurelio Gomez.
Ooh.
So I've always got a captain, whatever happens.
Gomez seems a mad captain to me.
He's second. He was actually rated as the best captain, according to leadership. Because he does it for Watford these days, doesn't he?
Who's your skip?
Skipper, Harry Kane.
Yes,
of course, Captain HK.
England.
And then Mr. Gary Cahill at the back of the pitch.
He's got a lot of experience.
Yeah, he's an experienced man.
He'd help.
I think
he's secretly
through...
fuming he's not the cap.
I think the first game...
is me versus Dale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Borgullet's fuck versus Coventry also. Live from the Lose Your Mind Dom.
Okay. If you're not familiar with this version, Dale, you can just press spacebar to continue.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Let's go to the match preview.
I've pressed a lot of spacebars in my life.
Do we need to get...
Yeah, you go to match preview.
Oh, do we get to match preview? Okay.
So, spacebar is whatever's in the top corner. It'll just redo that.
I'm sad to say that I'm 6-4 favourites to win this.
Oh!
13-8. Hello.
That's very close.
Have you seen how much it costs to come to this match?
No.
£50.
Ooh. So these people are getting it for free. Listening to it for free.
Look at you're getting it for free.
Look at the stars playing, like... You know, it's a big game. It's a big game.
Borgullet's fuck does bring the milkshake. No, the milkshake. Oh, fuck it. Let's play the game.
Yeah, we want to talk about our formations?
You can do once.
I can quickly go through it.
Go on
one
then.
One at the back, Lloris in goal. Yeah. But Cahill.
Definitely. One at the back, otherwise known as a goalkeeper.
In between the sticks. Got Cahill, Luiz and Keane, centre-backs.
Yeah.
Wing-backs, I've got Delph and Alexander-Arnold.
Mm.
Centre of the pitch, I've got Sissoko and Barkley. On the wings, I've got Hudson-Odoi and Walker, and then up front on his own, Harry Kane.
Do you know what? I think your team's much better than I had in my head it was.
That's a very good team. I'm playing my Gegenpress 4-5-1, Schmeichel at the back, sweeper-keeper on the attack function.
Yeah.
Two centre-backs, Joe Gomez and Toby Alderweireld.
Nice.
Ben Chilwell on the left. The weak link of the team, Daryl Yanmat on the right. defensive deep line playmaker shuttling around, giving the balls out. Tanguy Ndombele.
Yeah.
Nice.
Box to box midfielder Kante. Attacking playmaker Fred. left wing, inside forward Son Heung-min. Right wing, inside forward Christian Pulisic.
Okay.
Pressing forward, Jimenez. Oh,
you know what? I'm worried that my team's not very good. I feel like I spread it too evenly and I've ended up with lots of good to average players.
I think the problem is that you're much better at tactics than either of us.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll...
You'll boss us off the pitch.
Look, you can't win the game on paper. I can view the game.
The team's
Please view the
up.
Game.
Oh, here we go. God, are we going to watch
it
for you?
Oh my God, it's so
Turn
loud.
Turn the TV down.
Where's the controller?
I'm doing it.
Oh, do you know what? I've never played Football Manager. I've never watched a game before.
Well, you have to. You can't watch it there because you have to be in control.
Oh my God, have I got to give
I'm
a team
manager,
talk?
Mate. I'm basically watching.
Yeah. I forgot there's team talks in this. I hate
really?
Team talks.
Can't you just play the game?
Well, you can just do hand to assistant if you want.
Yeah, have hand
you
got over assistant? To assistant. There
Who
we
is
go,
your
done.
Assistant manager?
No
team
idea.
Team talk. Here we go.
Lee Allen.
Lee Allen, what a man.
Team talk, passion. Are we in a cup or
this
a league?
This is a league, but it's
oh,
kind of a cup.
Then this is a weird one. Assertive.
Lose your mind, Dom.
I just wanted to say that I handed over to the assistant. He's done all the team talk, and Trent Alexander-Arnold seems motivated. So it's worked.
I'm saying assertive. Let's give the fans a performance they're expecting of us here.
What are they expecting?
Most of them listened keenly.
Look at that stadium. That's
Christian,
mad.
It's the lose your mind, Dom. That's why you're losing your mind.
It's got, just one
it's
massive
got one
stand.
Three-tier stand. built on whatever planet they were hiding on in Borgullet times.
Go back to that shot. Can you? Are you controlling?
I can't control that. No.
I want to take a photo of that as well, just so people can see what
they can kind of see it behind there.
I do want to point out that Christian Pulisic looked to gain confidence. So that's good. Daryl Yanmat listened passionately.
Someone hasn't pressed spacebar.
That'd be me. Both of us.
Yeah, both of us. Kick off.
Wait, amateurs. Who's Coyle? Is Coyle my assistant manager?
It must be.
Well,
is that
Coyle?
Owen Coyle?
I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Do you want to give a little bit of sound?
They're coming out.
A little bit of atmosphere?
A little bit.
They're coming out. They're huddling on my game. You need to press continue, mate.
I'm going to pause it and make sure we get the right settings.
Kane's kicked off.
Do you want me to pause it?
Let's just watch it in full slow-mo.
If you pause it. Let's just make these games not last 100 days.
We're literally currently playing in slower than real life mode.
Make it quite fast.
Yeah. We'll have replays though. So we can
I want replays.
I want the replays so we can celebrate. So.
I'm actually nervous.
It's actually mad I've done nothing for it
right.
as well.
Here we go.
Where's the Oh, I see where the makes.
Let's get it going.
Okay. Right, let's go. Go on, Duff.
It's just a kickoff.
Oh, but that was abysmal.
It'll,
pass.
Alvaro
plays it back.
Off
building from the back. Kasper Schmeichel coming out. Sweeper keeper.
What's he
classic.
Doing? Oh, no.
Jimenez. Oh.
Imagine if that was a goal.
Get rid of it. What are you playing about
to keep it's gone. It's gone.
This is a disaster.
Here we go.
Whoa, what?
Lloris absolutely smashed it up to Walcott.
Go on, Theo. Go on. Yeah. Oh, nice. Oh,
shit. Son Heung-min's absolutely fucked his tackle. Alexander Arnold. I don't like him in that position. He's far forwards. He's played
Barkley.
It back to Barkley.
Oh, nice. Made
He's offside, surely.
Nah, he made space.
He's played it in.
Hudson-Odoi. Oh.
Have you got two up front?
Yeah.
Kane.
I've got Kane up front, and then I've got Walcott and Hudson-Odoi up high.
Oh my God, they're playing around me like I'm nothing.
Oh, Delph's in. Theo Walcott's got it back. Alexander-Arnold.
This is horrible to
we
watch.
We are all over you. Ooh.
Gomez absolutely wanged it upfield to Son. That was a great pass.
Son's this is a lovely kit you've gone for here, Joe. It's kind of...
Oh, that's Raul
Jimenez.
Ball.
Oh, he might be offside. One on one. Can't
do we
it.
Have VAR on? I don't know.
Who knows?
You've got a purple
Pulisic, Raul.
Purple top, purple shorts, and yellow socks.
Yeah.
So that's
the,
never been.
The perimeter around
like
the
before.
Goal as well. Did you
oh,
see
I'm
that?
I'm absolutely dominating possession, as you'd hope for from the Kloppy Gagan philosophy.
Someone paused it.
No.
It's
going.
It's just between highlights, mate.
Oh,
don't worry.
Okay.
We're not watching the entire
we're
match.
We're having key highlights. We're already in the 15th minute of the game. Otherwise, we will be here 4-4
Fabian
hours.
Delph was anxious for a second.
I
then.
Do want to see
but
the whole 60, match now.
68 possession for Ball Gullet's fucker. But only two shots and only one shot for Dell after 23 minutes. Yeah. This is a dull game.
This is telling me to show the ball onto
what?
Musa Sissoko's weaker foot.
Oh, so you're getting advice.
Why are we not getting any highlights?
Here we go.
Here we go. We've got one in the 32nd minute of the game.
Oh, it started raining.
Yeah. 32nd minute. Okay.
Keane to Kane.
Keane plays
to
it to Barkley.
Barkley
in the middle of
Barkley
the field.
Barkley switches the play, but it's intercepted by the big Daryl Yanmat.
Pulisic's got the ball. He's
Yanmat's
back
running
to Yanmat on the right
Imagine
wing.
Imagine if Yanmat turns out to be an incredible choice.
Pulls
he's
it back to Fred.
Him.
Fred's going
Fred
for it.
And Fred predictably shoots 10 yards wide.
Yes, he does. I'm still dominating possession. I don't mind
you
this
still
so much.
You still can't talk about Fred as your main playmaking threat.
He's what I've got.
They are,
he played very well against
looking
Spurs
at the ratings,
did,
they are all mid-sixes across the board.
Yeah, this is...
Toby Alderweireld's nervous.
Poor opening game.
Toby Alderweireld's never been nervous in his life.
Just got a yellow card for Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Oh, you're going to tell him, come out, you don't want him sent off. Who's your backup? No, right. There we go. 0-0 at halftime. What a thriller.
I've had a good number of touches of the ball in the penalty
area. Good news,
area.
Though. Paul Gullett's logo is now appearing.
Oh, fantastic. There he is. That's Paul Gullett.
I really want to apologise for the quality of this podcast. But
I love it.
Is it good?
I'm excited by it.
If you want to make halftime changes, lads, do it. If
I don't. I'm going to stick with my boys. I'm sticking with my boys.
Wait a second.
See how it goes. If I want to make changes, I'll do it around the 60th, 70th minute. Yeah. We should ask the team to do this for the fans, Lee Allen said.
Mate.
Half time, it's now 54% to Joe possession. So you've come back into the game
right,
now.
I'm actually going to say something, and I'm going to say something assertive.
You're going to be assertive with the lads. Not angry. You're not angry
no,
with them.
No, I'm not angry.
0-0 away first game. It's not bad.
I've said.
You don't want to lose your first game in a tournament.
I've said, lads, we're the better team here. Just keep doing what you've been doing and we'll be fine.
Mate, I've told them you're performing well out there. Keep it up and the result will come. And let me tell you, most of my team looked extremely delighted. Not just delighted. Two of them looked just delighted. The rest, extremely delighted. And I've made sure that Aldevaro won't be nervous. I've calmed him down.
Here we go. Let's kicking off again. Second half.
Okay, still nervous.
Come on. HK needs to get in the game.
Sublime from Kane.
Oh, you served 6.4 for Kane. You're
I
not
don't like that you've
service.
Just immediately had as many shots as me in the first
here
half
we go.
On target.
52nd minute. Kane's on the ball.
Walcott. Straight to Barkley.
Oh my God, Kante, come on. He's just looking at the ball.
Oh, big
he's
pass.
A good pass to Delph.
Not
post.
Delph. Not
he's
Delph.
Pulled
anyone
it back.
To Delph.
Walcott's
nodded
wide.
It wide.
Walcott's missed a header from 10 yards out. Just wide right at the post.
Ball gullet's fuck. Building from the back. It's fine. Oh, you've had a lot more shots.
Chilwell's got a yellow. One yellow card apiece for a fullback. Yeah. We're in the 60th minute now.
Why
no
is Alvaro so nervous?
No subs yet. There's make sub at the top if you want to make a sub.
Oh, someone just said someone was nervous then.
Oh, someone's making a sub because
the
game has paused.
Oh, is that allowed?
Yeah. Or you can go to tactics on the top left if you want a full
Fabian Delph
view.
Is very nervous right now. So.
I'm taking off Alvaro. I don't like what he's doing for me.
He's taking off a centre-back.
Yeah, for Lewis Dunk. I don't want a nervous centre-back. That's the worst possible kind.
You don't want a nervous centre-back.
I put Zabaleta on, someone a bit more confidence.
We're back running. Oh, now Fred's
Zabaleta
nervous.
Zabaleta and left wing-back. A maverick decision from Dale. Still 0-0. We're in the 72nd minute, and this is dull. Lloris hoofs it forward onto Dunk's head, who fires it back to Fred. Dunk back on the ball for Joe.
I always
goes on to the right
back.
Wing with Pulisic.
I don't feel like we're committing our chances.
Pulisic cutting in,
pops it in. Oh,
Kante.
Kante with an effort from 12 yards out and well saved by Lloris.
Yes, absolutely. He's a
Son's
good lad.
About to cross
Son
it in.
Whipping in the corner. Cleared.
Oh, God,
Walcott's
the counter's on.
He's off. Walcott's off.
Walcott's past the halfway line on the break.
Look at him go.
He's absolutely powering. Oh, my God, this is going to be a
he's
penalty,
pulled
isn't
it back. It? He's pulled it back to Zabaleta, who fires it into Hudson-Odoi in the box.
Back to Zabaleta.
Oh. And Zabaleta just knocked it out of play for absolutely no reason.
Do you know what you realise is? It's very hard for football commentators not to speak over each other.
Yeah. Sorry.
77th minute. There's a pause going on. Who's making a change?
That's me.
Okay.
Joe's making a change.
I'm making a maverick change.
Okay.
All my players.
Are you going for the win at home? Are you thinking first game you want?
Of course I am.
Or are you both playing it cautious? Want a point on the ball before you have to play me?
In a league this small, you've got to fight.
You've got to fight.
Say.
If you never dream,
you never wake up.
Joe, I'm doing something really bold here.
Me too.
Benteke is coming on for Harry Kane.
That is mad. That is a mad decision.
You deleted my
Harry Kane. He's got 6.5. He's just not doing it.
Here we go. Sorry, I apologise.
Benteke on for Harry Kane in the 82nd.
Do you know what I'm thinking?
Minute.
Though? I'm thinking keep Harry Kane a bit fresh for the next game, and then maybe change your formation to work favour him a bit more.
A week every game.
If Benteke pops up with a winner in the last 10 minutes of the game, it's just a great, great coaching decision.
I've got it.
I can't remember the last time he scored a goal.
This could be it.
I've got this. It's happening.
If Jermaine Defoe's not coming on right now, then I'm very surprised.
Jermaine Defoe's coming on right now.
Who's he on for?
He's gone on for Fred.
Fred. Oh, he's gone two up top.
Two up top. I've moved Ndombele forwards. He's playing deep line playmaker, but further.
We're in the 83rd minute. Lloris has played out to Walcott. Walcott's just going past people with ease here.
He is.
Walcott looks great. Chilwell's not putting a foot in.
He's going to...
Oh, he's done it! Chilwell's... Oh, my God. I thought
what
he'd been sent off.
What a great tackle
then.
By Chilwell.
That's fantastic.
He's on a yellow.
Ndombele's gone mad.
Schmeichel's
wasting
time,
which is... counter to my tactical decisions.
Oh, Moses Sissoko
on the break. He played a long
ball
to bloody Defoe. That's insane. He's about 5'1".
Who was that?
Get to it!
Sissoko's got it.
Jan Matt!
Hello.
Benteke
nearly scored.
Benteke from 12 yards out fires it into the bottom left of the goal, but Schmeichel
wonderful
puts out
stop
a hand,
from Schmeichel
saves it.
Get in front of
and
it,
it's
boys.
Cleared from the resulting corner, yeah. And it's a goal kick to Joe.
Ooh.
We're in the 86th minute.
I feel like I should be doing much
11
better than
shots
this.
To 10. It's been a close game.
But 7 on target to 3.
Yeah. Son's on the break.
Son's going.
Oh, he's fast.
He's gone. Oh,
Pulisic.
He's to Pulis.
Oh, that's incredible.
A tackle
incredible
from David Luiz.
Tackle.
Sometimes
Defoe's
you get
on
that.
The wing.
Sometimes you get a penalty.
Defoe crosses it. Son!
Oh, he's hit the bar! Oh!
I just hit the bar and saved.
A great save from Luiz.
Beautiful volley from Son.
That was the best chance of the game.
I knew he was worth the money.
Son's crossing it in. That's terrible.
Nice. Okay. It's got Kante, written all
he's building
over it.
He's working the ball into the box. And Ndombele from outside the box. Dunk.
Come on, challenge.
Oh, terrible from Dunk. Son in. Kante's missed it again.
From 12 yards out. A lot of effort's being missed from 12 yards out. It's times like this you want to finish a like Harry Kane on the pitch.
It's all me at the end
it's
of this
game. It's the
92nd
Gomez in. Minute.
Pulisic. Oh, Lloris. Absolutely beautiful
it.
Save.
Class. Right, there's 50 seconds of the game left and we've got a highlight. Alexander Arnold on the ball.
Son
well marshalled out by Son.
Superbly done, it says.
Okay, come on, Trent.
30 seconds left.
Big throw.
Alexander
throw.
Arnold to Ben into Benteke. Walcott's on the ball.
Arnold puts
it in. Hudson-Odoi gets it on the other side of the box. Zabaleta crosses it in. Benteke floffs his lines again.
Yeah, smashes it up.
Still in possession still for Coventry, also.
Alexander Arnold again down the right gets a cross in. Benteke misses again.
And that's full time.
Oh, the last kick of the game.
At
he
least
misses.
He's getting chances. Harry Kane was
a nil-nil thriller.
It was quite thrilling at the
towards
end.
Towards the end, yeah. It got thrilling.
Dressing room.
I'm happy with that. A draw. If I get a win in my first game, I'm looking good.
Assertive.
Are they giving out man of the match? Because that was Lloris, surely.
Calm.
They will do.
I'm going calm, unlucky boys. It just wasn't our day. Most of them listen keenly, few motivated. That's all right.
There we go.
I'm going. I expect to see you all in training tomorrow. You don't deserve a rest after that performance.
That is absolute Dale all over.
Here we go.
Me and you are very different people.
Let's get this moving.
Who was man of the match?
It's
whoever has the star next to him. Who has the highest rating?
Lloris had like 7.8 or something like that. 7.6. So I think it's him, I guess.
I'd give it to him. I think whoever's...
Yeah.
The game can give the official one, but whoever's viewing the game out of the three of us gets to pick my match. And it is Hugo.
Yes, yeah, and he got it. You agree with the game.
And I just got a Chivo for a clean sheet.
Me
so.
Too.
There we go. Dale's happy.
Chiefs all over.
Get some drinks in.
Shut up. Next up, it's... I think it's me versus Dale.
We're back in. We're back in.
I'm top by dint of having a B in my name.
Because I don't know if both of you there had poor sides or both had very good sides. They just cancelled each other out.
I mean,
we'll soon know.
I hate games where I dominate possession and don't score.
I'm just getting pressing space.
I just want to point out, guys, Hudson-Odoi has just become the youngest player in the history of the It's Football Day trophy. Although I like this, in a low-key affair, the fixture degenerated into a series of fouls.
Wait, there's only a couple, wasn't there?
That's playing you, mate.
Here we go.
That's absolute classic. Cough.
So here's my... Dale, are you sticking with the same team and formation?
Do you know what? I am. I'm giving him another shot.
Okay, well, I'm going
flat back four.
Yeah, I've got sweeper keeper Nick Pope. And I've got a flat back four of Dean, Van Dijk. That's Luca Dean, not Mike Dean.
Actually,
Van Dijk, Harry Maguire, and Cedric at right back.
Do you know
I haven't. I've got Seamus Coleman. Why is Cedric in? Seamus Coleman's in a right back. Then I've got Ruben Neves, deep line playmaker,
love
next
it.
To Wilfred Ndidi.
Love
the box.
Ndidi.
Then Maddison in front of them,
beautiful.
Attacking midfielder with Vardy. Got a strong Leicester core there.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And then on the wings, Richarlison and Moore off that Brazilian flair.
I did not know you had Richarlison in your team. I like it.
Yeah, I'm confident.
I'm making one slight adjustment, and that is pushing Sissoko a little bit further up the field to his attacking midfielder.
Ooh.
And Barkley's just sitting in on his own.
He is
now.
A renowned finisher.
I've decided to cow to my team, and I'm turning my inside forwards into wingers because that's the natural position for Son Heung-min and Pulisic.
Well, maybe I'll combat that. I'm going to play on the front foot. And a possession-based game.
Teams are warming up.
Are you going to attend the game?
Of course I'm going to attend the game.
I feel like whoever is not in the game leads the commentary.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds good, yeah. So we're not all commentating at the same time.
Should have discussed that beforehand. We didn't. I'm just going to be calm.
I think I've missed the chance to attend. I'm just going to have to attend over your shoulder. Oh, there we go.
I'm going to calmly ask the guys. I'm going to say, come on, lads. Show me what you can do. These are new players for me.
They didn't give a shit.
They all listen keenly.
Well, apart from Ndidi and Maguire.
I'm saying,
here we go.
Go out there and impress me.
Dale's in his black and blue home strip. And your players will be black and blue after I've bruised them off the park.
You're not a bruising manager.
No, I play with passing style. I'm in my chain strip of white and green.
Luke Smore has a shot within 54 seconds, but not cool enough to get a key highlight
for it.
Look
at that focus of attack.
Absolute massive early possession, 72% to Cardi boys. Fabian Delph's already got a yellow card.
Still
after
no highlights.
14 minutes.
Oh, here we
first
go.
Highlight, Maddison on the corner, crossing it in. Richarlison misses it completely. On, and Didi takes it. He's going to make a cross from the other side. Maddison misses that one. Van Dijk coming up left.
What's
and he's
he done?
Just giving it straight to Harry Kane.
Oh,
thankfully, Moussoko was on the end of it. James Maddison, one-on-one.
Offside.
Offside. And Lloris stops it.
No VAR needed for that. That was clear.
Lloris looking like the standout player in the league right now. Yeah. Walcott's standing up. Ooh. He's just put in one of the worst passes I've ever seen in this game. Straight to Nick Pope.
I thought he'd spied someone. Clearly not.
Maguire passing it forwards. Bounces off Lucas Moura's forehead. This is a poor game.
My players seem to be whacking at each other rather than passing it into each other.
Harry Maguire playing a bit calmer to Lucas Moura on the right wing. He's taking on whoever the player is. He's still going. He's crossed it in. Maddison. Richarlison in the back of the net on the volley. But made by Lucas Moura.
That was amazing.
That was absolutely beautiful play from Lucas Moura.
That was the Brazilian flair I wanted.
He passes one player. He stands up, a left back goes in. I can't remember who's in.
I think that was
team.
Gary Cahill. He nutmegged on the way as well there.
And Richarlison
on a
volley.
That's what I really wanted from my attack. I put them as wingers attacking.
Unbelievable.
I wanted them passing people and getting on the ends of crosses.
Winger to winger, Cardi boys move up to first position in the league, and they have 73% possession after
Dale's
17
already
minutes.
Paused the game. He's panicking.
He's going full Mourinho. He's going to make a sub already.
No, I'm not. I'm telling him to run at the defence. Come on, make an effort.
I feel like I'm over on you in midfield as you have one midfielder.
Yeah.
Me and Cardi have both had the same instruction to show Mesut Moussa's soak onto his left foot. Yeah. Virgil coming forward calmly. Coleman crossing it in. Vardy off the bar.
God.
This is looking like all Cardi boys right now. Coventry also are looking like also Rams, I have to say.
There is no comparison for experience in this game.
Hudson-Odoi passes to Kane. They are on the build-up. Kane playing very far back.
Know,
Walcott
right?
plays
Walcott
it
through.
Round. Oh, Virgil van Dijk, as you'd expect, sticks the foot in. Maddison to Vardy. Big ball forwards, but Vardy's out on the left of the box. He's gone for a chip. Lucas Moura to Maddison.
Oh, we're playing lovely
over
football.
The bar.
This is what I wanted. Fluid moves.
There's a deadly combo up there that I'm struggling to deal with.
Keane to Sissoko. Sissoko on the right. Passes his man. Crosses it to Harry Kane on the volley.
Finally, HK delivers.
Sometimes you come across a player like that and you can't do anything.
I mean, yeah, you're not getting close to Harry Kane in the box like that. Sissoko.
Just went past Luka Dean like he was nothing.
Luka Dean looks like he's made of gas.
Kane's touch, he looked like he didn't even... Could be arsed, really. He just tapped.
Harry Kane, that was just business as usual.
I've got 68% possession, 9 shots to 2. That's an absolute smash and grab there.
But this is Dale's style, though.
Smash and grab.
Dale's going route one. He just wants it up to Harry Kane and banged in the back of the net.
I told him.
He doesn't need frills. He doesn't need frills.
God, I'm really fearing you bringing on Carlos Sanchez. That's going to ruin my whole game plan.
We're up to... the end of half-time, but Alexander-Arnold crosses in to Michael Keane.
This is a disgrace.
2-1, Michael Keane. A beautifully lofted ball from Alexander-Arnold from a free kick at the edge of the area.
I don't agree with this scoreline.
This is the kind of...
There's no one on him. No one marking
this
him.
This is the beauty of a League 2 manager stepping up to the big leagues. He brings pragmatism with him.
I said, well, it's half-time, I'm down 2-1. I said use tighter marking. They just leave him unmarked from across.
Lucas Moura, despite his excellent play, has lost possession more than any other player on his team.
He will do that, but you also just create chances. Like,
a lot of players are
See,
motivated.
I don't feel like we're playing well.
Harry Maguire playing 6.5
rated. 64% possession.
If your worst
twice
player
as
is
many shots.
If your worst player is at 6.5, you're doing okay. I think you've just gone down to 2. This is what I'm scared about from Coventry.
I was going to say calm.
I've said to players, things are going well, but I know you're capable of better.
This is it.
Yeah. I'm going to say calmly, we're not doing badly at all. If everyone continues to work hard, we'll win this. No, see, everyone just listened, Keeney, and no one responded positively. It's fine. It's absolutely fine.
The thing is, Cardi, I think me and you are cut from the same managerial cloth, and I'm worried that Dale's pure fury, his Alex Ferguson-like power.
They have to fear me.
Yeah.
Second half. Let's do this.
Seven fouls from Coventry also as well. That's
filth. It is absolute filth.
And remember that the last game descended into fouls as well. Like, we are working against...
I do have David Luiz playing for
me. In the biz, they call your kind of team shithouse. And I mean that as in your shithousing.
Keeps escaping. Needs specifically marked.
First 15 minutes, no highlights.
My two worst players at the moment are Maddison and Vardy, which is troubling.
That is bad.
I've been told to man-mark Rich Allison.
That's a total of five yellow cards. In the game so far. Lloris
68 minutes
booing it up from the back. Harry Kane misses it. Ndidi takes it. Virgil van Dijk building from the back. Dean Ndidi the box to box midfielder. He's just holding it up, waiting for a move. Ruben Neves on the move now, playing it out right to Lucas Moura. Lucas Moura going for another big run. He stepped past his man. He stepped past two. Oof. But straight into Lloris's hands.
We'll do that. I'm making a change.
I would love to commentate as a job. It's really nice.
I've done it once before.
I might make a change. Actually,
Ayoze Perez might be coming
Ayoze
on for James
Perez
Maddison.
On for James Maddison. I'm going to bring him in the attacking midfielder slot, but I'm going to play him as a second striker up the pitch.
I love that kind of... It looks like for like, but it's just enough of a change to unsettle.
It's just not. And I'm going to confirm that change.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the game starts again, I'm going to give a little shout from the sideline.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. I've had 17 shots to Dale's 5.
But it's about what you do with them.
Oh, it is about that. But I have also had 8 on target to his 3.
Yeah.
He's on 3 yellow cards. I'm open.
The thing here, 3 yellow cards, 2 of them in defence as well.
Yeah.
Are we waiting for you to press play?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just
Carlos Sanchez is coming on for Gary Cahill.
I'm going to shout to lads, get creative.
Get creative!
And I want them to respond to that. They were all inspired by
apart
the feedback.
Apart from Ayoze Perez.
He's just come on.
Doesn't give a shit.
Just shouted to him to be more disciplined.
Let's see
this game out now.
Will
they be too
these
disciplined?
These are archetypes we're watching here. This is like Commedia dell'arte.
Oh, he keeps escaping, so I've got to make that change.
Still no highlights. We're at 80 minutes. Alexander Arnold throwing into Sissoko. Sissoko to Walcott. Walcott on the edge of the area. Is he going to shoot? He's shot. Oh, it's just whistled over the bar.
I need fresh legs in midfield.
Cardi's watching this.
Dendonka on for Ndidi. Let's get that Wolves tandem going in
the
middle.
Cardi looks frightened right now. He's had 20 shots.
We're going from positive.
21
we're
shots.
We're going to attacking.
Oh, he's going for it.
85 minutes. Are we going to see another?
My boys are doing well. We're going to keep it up.
Dale looks chill as cukes. Sissoko to Barkley. Barkley to Delph. Careful build-up play, but it's been cleared by Dean.
Oh,
Sanchez out on the left side. Oh. He's given it to Vardy. Vardy's got David Luiz with an inch-perfect slide tackle on a yellow card. Frightening behaviour.
That is very David Luiz.
It is.
Isn't it?
Walcott plays it forward to Alexander Arnold, who's surging forward. Sissoko.
Fuck off. Obviously. Sissoko's not scoring against me.
Let me point out that Sissoko had Harry Kane to his left and obviously chose to shoot himself because he's a fucking maniac.
No.
3 minutes of stoppage time. Lucas Pope playing it to Maguire. Maguire looking for
Lucas
a big...
Lucas Pope, isn't that the...
Shut up.
Obradin.
Yes, it is. Ayoze Perez plays it to Lucas Moura. Moura with an early cross. Dendonka outside the area. Is he going to go for a long shot? He's not. Ruben Neves, Dendonka, Ayoze Perez, Ruben Neves. Lucas Moura plays it into Lloris's hands. Not the end product you would hope for from the diminutive Brazilian. Please don't interrupt.
50 seconds left.
You're very good at commentary, Joe.
Ruben Neves plays it well forced to Lucas Moura, who has the speed to catch up. He's... intercepted by Delph. Delph to Hudson-Odoi. They're just playing for time. But Lucas Moura is intercepted. Ruben Neves plays it out right to Coleman. Coleman, huge cross, but it's gone out. It's dribbled out.
It's poor.
Like so much piss.
I'm gutted.
Big kick.
Hugo Lloris is just playing for time. He doesn't give a shit. Blow the whistle.
Hello!
Coventry also with...
This is absurd.
with an unlikely victory, but one that... brought on from pure managerial instinct. He knows exactly how he wants to play.
Can I go through the stats here?
You can.
Dale, 8 shots. Me, 22. Dale, shots on target, 4. Me,
make them count,
10.
Though. Make them count.
And I had 63% possession.
Let me tell... Let me tell you.
The ultimate stat doesn't lie.
Yeah.
It's 2-1.
The stat I care about is that those four shots were converted into two goals. Four shots on target, I should say.
We're efficient.
Cardi's going assertive. Oh, he's hovering over passionate. Is he going to say that was a pleasing performance despite the result?
I can't see
him doing it.
But I can't say it. It was just one of those days. I don't want to demoralise them because I thought they played okay.
This early in the four-match season, are you going to demoralise them?
I can't fault any of you for your performances. It was just one of those days, assertively. And they all responded well to that.
Okay. So I said...
Good on them.
Don't let yourselves get complacent to the next match. And it says majority of players reacted positively to this comment. So there you go. The fear is working.
There we go. Dale, an amateur to the...
sorry, what?
To the full Football Manager experience.
Like I said.
Who are we waiting for?
Oh, you're waiting for me, sorry.
Like, this puts me in a big spot. If I lose my game against Joe now, it's all gone. It's not all gone, but, you know, it's nearly all gone.
The thing is, what's interesting about the next match is that Dale's playing dirty, big League 2 football.
League 1, mate.
He's going for... Nah, it's League 2 football you're playing. He's going for big balls of all sorts.
Mm. I'm feeling like... That wasn't a away game for me. We played well. We dominated possession. If we were at home there, we'd have the crowd behind us, and that would have carried us that victory. So I'm hopeful for my two home games to come.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
I feel like Cardi and me could be clashing. You know, there could be goals in our game.
Unlikely victory. I got on the news bulletin. Coventry also celebrate unlikely victory.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the next match. Borgullets Fuck go into this away game with every chance of walking away with something against slight favourites, the Cardi boys.
Yes, cheeky slag.
I'm keeping things as they were. I'm not doing anything.
I've made my changes to the wingers. I want them playing a bit more.
The boys.
God, I did not expect this podcast to go on so long. Look at the time.
Who didn't?
I'm submitting my team. We're going in. It's a big Christmas treat. It's going to be like a 3-hour podcast.
Do you know what I might make? I might make a mad change in the dressing room. Let's go passionate. Go out there and give these fans their money's worth. They're paying 50 quid for this. The players aren't responding at all. They don't give a shit.
So what changes have we made, guys?
I'm exactly the same, but I've just pulled Ruben Neves back to a defensive midfield position. Still playing a deep line playmaker, but just back a little bit. So a little bit more solidity about that.
Here we go. We're kicking off soon.
Let's do this.
Team talks. Huddles.
Let's do it. I just feel like your midfield could overrun me.
I do hope so.
Gomez, Chilwell. Oh,
Lucas Moura is an early standout.
He's
absolutely
rapid. He's giving it to Vardy.
He's giving it to Vardy one on one.
Oh, he's hit the post.
He's hit the post and Ndombele clears.
No one scores one on ones in Football Manager 20.
It's impossible.
Right. Ndidi, big cross.
Schmeichel absolutely
hands.
Rapid playing it out, but to no one.
Oh, this is lovely one-touch football.
I don't like.
Where are you going?
How this looks right now.
Where's he going? All right. Maguire at the back, working their way up, keeping the ball. Vardy, all straight for Vardy. Madison's through. He's through. Oh, Chilwell gets the important foot in.
That's a beautiful tackle from Chilwell.
Pulisic, straight down the right wing.
Pulisic plays it forwards to no fucking body. Dalian Matt to Fred.
Oh,
Fred gets dispossessed.
Challenge.
I'm looking Madison is ragged at the back right now.
Oh, I thought that was in, mate.
It's a curler from Madison.
Absolute howitzer.
I'm doing this thing where I get lots of possession again and fuck all with it.
Couple of fouls by the Cardi boys as well.
We're only 12 minutes in. Few highlights already.
Yeah.
Coleman forwards
to Madison.
For
a goal again.
Oh, we can't finish. We can't finish.
I mean, I can't get a chance.
I should have put the lads into finishing training.
It's all the Cardi boys so far, but they can't finish their dinner.
I'm making a lovely
Gomez
meal.
Gomez crosses it in, but to no one. Raul Jimenez. Son on the volley!
Oh! What an incredible volley by Son. About
Son.
10 yards out.
I'm having deja vu.
That was incredible.
Son Heung-min loves a volley like that.
Gomez whips it in.
Maguire plays
head.
It to no one. Raul Jimenez lofts the ball forwards. Coleman to no one, straight onto Son's
he
beautiful.
He winds it up as well.
Gorgeous left foot he's
Maybe
got.
That's why Maguire was 30 million. I'm making these lovely meals, but no one's eating them.
I'm showing some of your boys on their weaker foots.
I don't have
Neves,
weak feet.
Tamora to Coleman. Straight through to Madison.
James Madison's weaker foot. He can't finish.
Madison cannot get a goal
Madison
in this game.
Breaks every time, though. It's frightening. If he just, you know, passed.
Madison on the corner, whips it in.
Alderweireld gets it away, but only to Ruben
penalty.
Neves.
I want a penalty.
He's just shouting penalty for no reason. He's Coming lost his mind. He's gone full Mourinho. Pulisic with an awful clearing header.
That's lovely.
Honestly.
Oh, what a pass.
The play so far has been quite poor. Vardy's got it.
Oh, my Lord.
Schmeichel is playing a blinder.
Schmeichel knows Vardy. He knows it.
That's it. He knows exactly where he's putting it. Sixth sense for these things. Literally no chances on attack have come through the centre of the field. Oh, there we go. We've got one.
I've had 8 shots to 2. I'm 9. Giving... We can't finish. I bought Jamie Vardy in because he's a finisher.
I've swapped.
It's very even possession, guys. 51% to 49%. It's all to play for.
I bought Vardy in because he can finish, and he's not doing it for me.
I think Borgerlitz fuckers, they need to make more opportunities, but the Cardi boys need to finish their opportunities.
They do. Fred forward to Jan Mat with a beautifully weighted pass to Raul Jimenez, who obviously skews it wide because you can't score one-on-ones in the game.
That is mad, isn't it?
It's really weird.
There's been so many opportunities, but it's obviously a goal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't really do a lot to change this because I'm not. I've had 12 shots.
Dale, we've rattled him.
We've got him.
I don't know what to do.
All right. All right. So at half time, it's 1-0 to Borgerlitz fuckers.
I'm going to the dressing room. I'm going in. I'm being assertive. You know what? I've heard whispers from the back rooms across. Football Day trophy chat that Dale Driver's assertive but terrifying style really works. So I'm going to say things are going well, but I know you're capable of better.
But Joe, it's something that you need to do consistently. You can't just drop it in once in a while.
My team didn't care.
I'm going aggressive. Show me something else in the second half.
I think you would at this point.
And they're they look fired up.
Uh-oh.
I would like to point out from the stats that Joe Gomez has lost possession more than any other player on the team.
I'd like to point
out... You
don't
want that from your centre
...that apparently Raul Jimenez is being affected by an injury, but there's no injury listed. So I might have to keep an eye on him for a minute.
He's got a little niggle, has he?
I think so. All right,
maybe he's got a headache.
Half.
All right. They're fired up. Show me you're fired up. He's already apprehensive. Aren't you fired up and apprehensive?
Indeed, he's frightened of my team.
We're not really showing we're fired up here.
Jamie Vardy only on 6.2 rating right now.
I know. I might have to think about a change.
Oh, Jimenez was just knocking it badly into
go
the,
away.
Never, it's into big the clearance there. Probably didn't need to just smash it out. Anxious. There's a lot of anxious going
I'm
on.
I'm encouraging
the
boys. I've given them an encouragement shout.
Jamie Vardy's anxious now. He needs
he's
to come off. I'm going to say that.
Shiter.
Yeah, he needs to come off, mate.
Yeah, he might soon. I'm giving him one more chance here.
Vardy's through. Oh.
He's done well there.
Dean straight into Lucas Moura, who scores on a header.
Big he's head. Got a hell of a lead.
Now,
on him.
I won't lie. I think I fucked it by saying encourage to my boys. They didn't seem to respond well. They all hated it.
It was
a beautiful
lovely
cross
from Luca Dean.
Luca Dean straight in. Moura. Straight at the post. Oh,
Schmeichel had a hand to it as well.
To it, yeah. Wasn't enough.
I'm pausing it.
You're pausing it already. I've rattled him.
Well, Jimenez is still complaining that he's injured, which is pathetic as far as I'm concerned. Defoe's coming on.
I'm encouraging my boys now. We've got one. Let's get another.
Fred's coming off. I don't like how he's playing.
There we go. It's a free kick. Whipped in. Lucas Moura clears
it. I didn't know we were still...
Oh! Fred!
I've just taken Fred off!
Why do I always concede from set pieces? I've got Virgil van Dijk and Harry Maguire.
Before Fred could get a chance to get sent off the pitch, he manages to bury it from a free kick.
Pulisic crossed in. Lucas Moura, just after his headed goal, straight to the feet of Fred.
Stood still.
Pope literally did not move in that situation.
I'm making a double change.
Is it going to let me cancel the tactical changes I just made? Yes, it is. Fred's fine now.
both Leicester boys coming off.
So Vardy is off. Madison off. Who are we bringing on?
Bringing on Perez and Ismail Assar. And we're going Assar on the left. And then we're going two up top.
Oh, he's going for it.
And I'm going to play Iosi Perez as a Trek Artista. Actually, no, I'm not. That's madness.
Target man.
He's not a target man.
deep lying forward. Yeah. Let's get Richarlison up there.
I feel like you need a poacher, advance more. Although Jamie Vardy's a poacher, isn't he?
Yeah, he wasn't doing it, was he? Couldn't even poach an egg today.
Right, 71 minutes.
Let's go.
Resume in the game.
All right.
A couple of big subs.
I'm leaving
on
two up top. I'm leaving Fred on for now. Jermaine Defoe's come on because Raul Jimenez is apparently dead. Although it's not worked. So who even needs subs?
I'm going attacking again with 10 minutes left. It's all gone wrong.
79th minute and it's still 2-1 to Borgullets fuckers.
It's me. There we go. Jermaine Defoe's come on.
Jermaine Defoe on.
Come on.
Impact sub.
I want him to run up and steal the ball and stick it up a goal.
Dean down the wing to Sarr.
Use your pace.
Sarr straight in to Nini.
Sarr and Moura. That's pace.
Neves, big cross. Oh,
shit
out. Cleared out.
Pulisic. Forward to Defoe.
Defoe's through.
Can
Defoe
do it?
He's through.
Is it the one-on-one?
No.
Obviously he doesn't score it.
Can't score it because it was a one-on-one.
Even Jermaine Defoe can't score one-on-ones in this game. And that's his entire game.
His bread and
to
83rd
I'm going
minute.
To pause it. To Again. Make a sub.
Another one, Jay.
I've only made one sub. It stopped me from making all my subs. Oh no, it's still playing in the background. That's great.
Bring Lewis Cook on for Ndidi. Just some fresh legs in midfield.
No, that's not what I want.
Alright, Lewis Cook.
It's only 5 minutes left. I'm 2-1 down.
Oh,
and
sad,
it's looking
anxious.
It's looking grim. It's looking.
This could be another 2-1 defeat for the
it's
Cardi
looking
boys.
Brought on Marvelous Nakamba for his debut.
Oh,
and
it's
the
all
final
gone.
Whistle's about to go. And it's full time. Cardi boys.
What's going on here?
Cardi boys. You don't even have many of your stats silly on this time, mate.
No, it was 17 shots to 15 last time. So,
but 7 shots on target from me.
I know.
52% possession.
Lady Luck is not shining down
on
me.
I think that was a game of fine margins. That could have gone either way.
We can't defend set pieces. I'm far from pleased, is what I've just told the team.
I'm passionate. That's a very nice victory.
It's very hard for me to get back in this now.
My boys love it.
Joe on 4 points. Dale on 4 points. Me on 0 points after two games.
Yeah, wait. Is it actually impossible?
No. If I win both and you two draw.
Oh, yeah.
So I need another draw from you two.
You know, Gullet hope kids. You're enjoying it, guys.
Gullet kids win Battle of Cardiland.
I said it's four games. It's actually six, isn't it? Because it's terrible at maths.
Oh, God. That's a lot of games.
All right. We're halfway there. Whoa.
Oh, fuck off. You're having a bubble.
Right. Problem. Do you know what? I've got to play with my winning formation. I think I'm just going to keep it the same.
Let's see.
It worked for me last time. Although I have got four players on yellow cards.
Jesus.
So that could backfire. I might actually swap out Ross Barkley, I think. For giving young lad Phil Foden a run out.
You know I said there's no substitute for experience. It's backfired completely. My whole team, I've realised, is built around scoring one-on-ones, which I fail to remember is impossible
in
this
game. Yeah.
Do you know what? Trent Alexander-Arnold is on a yellow card. I feel like
you're
I want to give him a little rest.
A big game between you two.
That's a good point, actually.
This could be a title decider, mate.
Yeah.
And I'm open for a draw.
I might have to risk it.
I've changed a tiny bit from last time. So.
I need a draw.
I'm putting Troy Parrott on the bench, and at some point... He's going to get
Is it over for you if a draw?
I can still come second, but I can't win. If someone wins this game, I can't win the thing.
God,
bringing on Jeffrey Schlupp instead of Fabian Delph as well. Just trying to get rid of those yellow cards. I don't like the idea of someone getting another one. But yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Submit the team.
I'm waiting, baby.
Keep space barring.
The teams are warming up. Let's go.
Oh, there we go. I can view.
Into the dressing room.
It's the big one. And I will cheer no goals.
It's time for my
Let's
ruthless
hope for another
aggression.
0-0 repeat, what everyone wants.
I fucked it again.
I've just gone very simple. I expect to win today.
Oh, I wish I'd done that.
Players did not react.
I said, let's give the fans to cheer about, and they don't give a shit about the fans. Playing at the Dube as well.
The Dube, home turf.
No highlights. No highlights whatsoever. Still no shots off us. Oh, no.
Jimenez had a shot.
No fouls.
Still
no.
Lots
of shots.
10 minutes in, no highlights.
Two shots.
It's a repeat of the first fixture. Let's hope it's a repeat in every single way.
Ndombele's got a yellow card. Don't like that early.
No.
That's kind of what he does.
That's it. 16 minutes.
Loving how purple those bars are, though.
Beautiful.
This is how Coventry also play. Boring, but yeah. Win.
Oh, there's a highlight. Gomez with a throw from the right-hand side into Raul Jimenez, but it's broken up by David Luiz, who fires it forward, but Alderweireld mops it up for Joe, plays it out to Chilwell, runs down the left wing. He's taking his time on the ball, plays it into Kanté, who dishes out to Son. Plays it into Fred, who
Fred's
drives into the box.
Absolutely going.
But fires it straight into the hands of Lloris.
Very just safe pass hands. It, boy.
Player of the tournament so far, Hugo Lloris.
He's absolutely yeah. Being fantastic.
He's having a World Cup.
Still no shots, no fouls, no yellow cards for Coventry also. Oh, there's a foul.
32 right. Minutes in now, still the one highlight, and I'm loving it.
We know what we do. When we have a shot, we make it count. We don't bother just taking shots for the sake of it.
I've got the feeling this is a one-goal game.
We've had a shot.
If there's any goals, it's a one-goal game.
I've made a tactical change.
We're in the 42nd minute and it still is dull as ditch water. Is it ditch water or dish water? What do you
dish
say?
Dish water, isn't it?
I think ditch water sounds more interesting.
Yeah. There we go. Half time, 0-0.
Literally nothing.
One highlight, 61% possession for Joe, though. Dominating the game, but not really creating much.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm going to go very aggressive. I'm far aggressive. From pleased
so the
with
team
what
analysis
I just saw.
Here for you, Joe.
How have they reacted to that?
You've had a lot of possession.
They reacted positively.
I hate that they're positive about that.
You've had a lot of possession, Joe, but you've struggled for possession in the opposition's half.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of safe possession at the back.
There we go.
You go.
I said I'm not happy with the performance out there, and they all look fired up.
Oh. There we go. And Ndombele so far, man of the match, just because he's ran the most, apparently.
Yeah. I love him.
Because he's ran the most.
God, he runs.
Oh, it's a highlight already in the third minute of the second half. Foden playing it around to Keane. Back to David Luiz.
What are we doing?
Surveys his options. Just plays it back to Kelton. Lovely one-touch football here.
Absolutely.
Plays it up,
that
though.
That was an awful
aimless pass.
Alderweireld with one of his quarterback passes.
Pulisic. Pass.
Why are you shooting there, Pulisic?
Commandeered.
Don't like this. Yes, Schmeichel.
Schmeichel holds it from Keane's header. He couldn't score. Unlike he did against me, where he buried it. He puts it straight into the hands of Kasper Schmeichel. Well, 57 minutes in, no more highlights as of yet.
A lot of sixes across the board.
Yeah,
it's
everyone's playing okay.
Pulisic crosses it in.
And Fred misses a header from 10 yards out over the bar.
Who do you think is the worst player of the competition so far?
Someone Vardy. Who plays for me. Vardy's been poor.
I think Fred has been pretty bad.
Pulisic with a free kick on the right. Swings it in. Gomez straight into the hands of Lloris.
Looks so good these days.
He looks assured. 65 minutes in. No changes as of yet.
Oh, I'm changing, baby.
Oh,
I'm
Joe's not. Apparently making changes. We're around the 69th minute.
It's not pausing when I go to tactics. Freak me out.
Oh, yeah,
Danny drink water for Fred.
14 shots for
Raul Jimenez.
Raul Jimenez is through, but it's tipped over from Lloris. A fine save. It's a corner here. Once again, Pulisic swinging it in. Straight into the hands of Lloris.
Don't like this.
Keeping it tight at the back and hoping
Theo
for opportunities.
Walcott is now on a 6.0 and is coloured red. He's not having a good game. Oh, drink water over the bar. A lot of shots over the bar. The game is paused at 75 minutes.
I mean, I'm glad you pointed out Theo Walcott. That's why.
75 minutes. I'm very much happy with the lack of efforts on target so far.
Who's coming on?
At this point, I'm still in the game.
I'm doing this. You may think this is mad.
It's Harry Kane off again.
Harry Kane's off for Troy Parrott. And Snodgrass is off on
is
for Walcott.
Tottenham's present on for maybe Tottenham's future.
I'm sorry, I'm pausing this. It keeps cancelling all my tactical changes.
Are you confirming them?
Yeah. It just deletes them.
Walcott is out of mare in this game, I've got to say.
I haven't seen an absolute peep out of Son Heung-min in this game, so I'm taking him off.
Ooh. He can have quiet games every now and then. He's a brilliant player, but he can have those games where he's just off it.
Okay,
still 76 minutes in here, and Parrott receives a tremendous ovation from his fans. He makes his debut for Coventry also.
Eric Lamella is coming on for Son.
Two Spurs for Spurs swaps for either side.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
We're now in the 84th minute, and no highlights come in. Schlupp gets a yellow card.
That's all right, he's not playing again.
Here we go, 87th minute. Cahill on a free kick.
I'm upset that I've done that just as I pressed attacking.
Swings it out to Schlupp.
Oh, how did that stay in?
He's pulled it back. Sissoko. Sissoko has hit the bar of a header from 10 yards out. We're now in the 90th minute. I'm very tense. Keane on a free kick on the halfway line.
He's wasting
plays it
time.
Short to Sissoko.
Wait, weren't we 0-0 last
plays
time?
Plays it back to Keane.
Yes, we were.
We just can't break
Pulisic has taken it.
Pulisic's on the ball. Driving
he's played
into
it to Raul Jimenez, who absolutely fucks it.
He missed the shot on goal. We're in the 93rd minute. And it's full time, 0-0 between Joe and Dale again.
What is it about
all
our games?
Is in just play.
Just counteract each other, and cancel each other out.
If I get two wins, I win. I think right. Everyone involved wants me to win the next game just so everything's for grabs.
I'm saying, I'm
maybe apart from whoever I'm playing next.
I'm far from pleased with what I just saw from this team.
I've gone aggressive.
Majority of players reacted positively to this.
Almost all of them looked positive, except Lamella, who looked stressed, but that's fine. I won't play him again.
Next game is me at home to Dale.
We need a couple of cabs immediately. Fuck! Where's all the fucking cabs?
It's my last game.
Oh,
and it's been a long, hard season.
Every winner is still in play.
Right, I've got to go strong here, my best players.
Really?
I'm not worried about the yellow cards anymore.
Did anyone get suspended for you?
No. God, I took two of them off, though, so it's fine.
5 points for Dale, 5 points for Joe, 0 points for me, but I've got a game in hand.
Troy Parrott has become the youngest player in the history of its Football Day Trophy.
I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Giving the young uns a run out.
Is it? It's all about winning.
Oh, mate, in a low-key affair, the fixture was marred by a succession of fouls by Borgalit's fuck that prevented the match from ever truly getting into a rhythm. I apologise for that. I didn't realise I was so foully.
Argentinian-style game.
Christian Pulisic ran 13.4 kilometres in that match. Mm. I like that boy.
Who are we waiting on?
I'm just looking through my unreads.
There's no time to read your emails. Do I want to make a change?
I've got to make my changes.
Do I want to change this up? Because something's not working. Ndidi's been poor. Ndidi has been poor.
Is he going for big changes? That would be very Cardi.
Something needs to change.
Ross Barkley's back in.
I think Dendonka's going to come in from Ndidi. Just to spark something. All four of my defenders are on yellow cards. Which is a worry. But I'm going to stick with them for now.
Right, I'm done.
I'm going to put faith
back
in Jamie Vardy.
I'm back in the team.
And I've got to go for the win. Got to go for the win.
Oh, sorry, it's me.
Team talk.
Right. Where's that? This is our last game. Don't fuck it. Comment. That's what
I'm going
say.
For. Passionate. I know a lot of you would be keen to avenge what happened last time you played Coventry. Also, go out there and express yourselves.
Hello.
Express.
I'm
yourself.
Saying the Cardi boys have lost all of their last two games, and I expect us to pile on this misery today.
Oh, that is exactly the kind of thing I love to see from drivers. Trademark aggression.
Mm.
Come on, boys.
The driver diss, they call it.
Yeah. Here we go, we're on.
I love it's come all on, of their last two games.
All of the last two
come
games.
Come on, boys.
Oh, Walcott.
Walcott's on the,
why is Walcott
on the approach. Now Walcott's the still the steaming forwards. He's got no support, but he's crossed it into Kane.
Oh,
Kane
oh!
goes for a looping header.
Was that
but it hits
over?
The top of the netting.
No. Oh, no. James Maddison has got a knock.
James Maddison's got a
Let
knock.
Let me see what this injury is. It's a potential knee injury.
He's got to come off, surely.
He's got to come off just in case he's fine for next game. Do you know what? I've brought on Perez both games. He's done nothing. So I'm going to give Emi Buendia a go.
Fair enough.
I'm into it.
Hopefully he can strike up some sort of quick relationship with Jamie Vardy. He's unpredictable.
Your
unpredictable.
Assistant manager is insisting.
Coleman's got a card. Coleman is suspended for the final game.
Oh, my God.
I've got Cedric. Though,
we are looking
so
at
okay.
20 minutes with 73% possession. This is a familiar sight to the fans of the Cardi boys, who can't be
no
happy
goals.
With the lack of end product from their team.
I have told them to score goals and they're not doing it.
We're looking at Lucas Digne. He's coming to Vardy.
Penalty!
It's a penalty.
Oh, it's a penalty.
Cahill pushed Vardy. Vardy steps up.
Come on, Jamie.
He's, of course, the man to take this, but Hugo Lloris has been player of the tournament. Can he make himself a hero?
Oh.
He doesn't even move. Vardy sticks it into the bottom left corner.
He buried it. He buried that.
And you know what?
We went 1-0 up last time. I'm not counting my chickens at all. We collapsed.
I have to say, even if Lloris had gone for the dive, I think that would have been a tough penalty to save.
No encroachment either.
See Lloris afterwards, he was fuming, booted the ball.
He's absolutely furious.
Big kick.
Lloris going for the big kick.
I want him to still push on. I want the second. I want that cushion.
Cahill, the man who gave away the penalty, trying to redeem himself, goes to Hudson-Odoi. Hudson-Odoi is dispossessed by Lucas Moura, who again looks fantastic. Yeah. He looks fiery. It's gone into Vardy. Vardy heads it in from the cross.
Oh, Jamie Vardy's really coming out of his shell.
He doesn't have long droughts of not scoring.
Are the Cardi boys going to come in to their final match at the Lose Your Mind Dom in front of that imposing, skinny, three-tiered stand that they have down there?
Oh, I don't know if I can deal with Cardi Land.
Is he going to come in and think he can win?
Cardi Land is a place of dreams for me, but nightmares for others.
Cardi Land has become Vardy Land today, I have to say.
Ooh. I think my last game's away to you, though.
Yes, it is. At the Lose Your Mind Dom.
At the Lose Your Mind Dom.
Coleman suspended for the next game. He's gone for... Vardy's on his hat-trick, but straight into Lloris's balls.
Lucas Moura's looking pretty good.
Lucas Moura.
He's having a game.
May be staking a claim as player of the tournament as of today. Dean crossed into Keane.
You are all over me.
I was last
Dean
game,
back
mate.
In again. All the way over to Dendonka. Dendonka into... Alexander-Arnold heads it away. Sissoko, Kane's on the break, but he's moving really slowly for no reason. Hudson-Odoi's by himself, and he skews it wide because you can't score one-on-one. Football manager, fix it, please.
I want us to get a third just so I can give some players a rest.
That's half-time.
2-0 at half-time.
62% possession, 2-0 up. It's looking like the most dominant performance we've seen of the season, I have to say. The least well matched.
Oh, I've got low power on my laptop.
Plug it in.
Del Driver's got low power on his laptop.
I'm being assertive. Don't get complacent. Things can turn around very quickly.
We've seen it before. We've seen
it
before.
Focused. They love it. All apart from Jamie Vardy, who seems confused.
Is he going to give an individual team talk to Jamie Vardy?
Why do you seem confused, young man? I'm going to calmly say to him, I'm very happy with your performance today.
I've just told and he listened keenly.
Show me something else.
Yeah.
What do you want to see from him?
Goals. Or an effort, at least.
Have you made any tactical changes whilst saying that?
No.
There we go.
No.
David Luiz is anxious, which I think is maybe the worst type of David Luiz there is.
What was that?
They were going to show a highlight, but they decided not to.
It was shite. Coleman to Maguire. Maguire to Coleman. Coleman runs up the right wing. Lucas Moura steaming through again. He looks like a cheese cutter. But he sliced it, ironically, left.
I think
past the thing.
Gonna have to make a change.
Past the thing.
Carlos Sanchez is coming on for David Luiz.
I lose confidence in my commentating occasionally. I feel like David Luiz and Cahill should be coming off it.
I haven't got another centre back, so. Unless I change the formation. Can't bothered. So
Can't be bothered.
Bought Foden on as well for Barkley. I felt like he performed okay.
These fans who've travelled across the world from the Dube to Cardiland, its own, as we all know, a Vatican-like single city-state.
Here we go.
Emi Buendia running with it like no one's there. Coleman plays into Richarlison. Richarlison has scored two goals this season and they've been identical. Onto his left foot on the volley from the right side of the box. It's beautiful
and
to watch.
3-0 up. I'm taking Van Dijk off for Ben Mee because I do not want him suspended.
I'm sad you thought of that.
This is an absolute battle.
This is a classic
this
goal.
This is what the last game should have been.
It's almost like everything else was pre-season, and because this is a four-match season, it kind of works.
I'm on the Cardi boys. 3-0. This is what the fans wanted. Who else do I want?
61 minutes. We're looking at...
Who can remember who my backup left back is?
No, I can't remember, mate. I can barely remember mine.
We're looking at a big fat nothing from Coventry also tonight.
Yeah.
Straight to Coleman. Lloris looks like he's never played football before.
Extremely
Lucas Moura has been astonishing. Dendonka. Lucas Moura. Moura taking his time, weighing up his chances into Vardy. Vardy going right and into Lloris.
I'm
no
gonna
thought
move
of
from
a pass.
Positive to balance.
Oh,
just
I think you've got
to.
I think you've got to.
We are performing terribly.
Lloris is going to bang it real big. Hudson-Odoi to Cahill. Cahill to Sanchez.
You can still win this.
I could.
Delph
kind
on
if
a
you
yellow.
Guys draw the next
plays
one,
it safe.
Maybe.
Cahill.
No, actually, no, wait. I don't think I can.
Cahill to Delph.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Kane, Foden. Foden not dispossessed.
Do you know what? I can't remember who my backup left back is, so I'm going to take Dean off for Cedric.
Just for the sake of it. Yeah. That's all the subs at 45 minutes.
The problem is now, if Cedric gets a red card, I have no right backs for the last game.
I'd like to see some big injuries.
I don't know how bad Madison's injury is.
Yeah, 70 minutes. We're still looking
at... Then again, we have gone 3-0 up since he's come off.
We're still looking at not a lot here from Coventry
also.
I'm liking
this, and I'm going to make it boring. I'm going to cautious. Oh. I don't want anything stupid
Foden's
happening.
Foden's got himself a yellow card. Lloris going for the big kick again. Oh
but
he's paused mid-kick. Time itself has stopped because Dale Driver wants to make a change. Dale, what are you thinking?
I'm just telling them to fucking go for it. be more expressive is what I've said.
He's shouting at him. Screaming he is. Keane. Smashing it forwards to Alexander-Arnold. Alexander-Arnold, is he going to whip it in? Oh, he did, but it was bad. Emi Buendia just running up. Vardy marked by no one. And Lloris makes the stop.
On the one-on-one.
On a one-on-one. I'm just leaving out the one-on-one bit now.
Everyone knows.
Emi Buendia lines up the corner. Corner goes in. Keane away.
I don't want to embarrass you. 31 shots, though, we've had.
That's obscene.
86 minutes. Alexander-Arnold.
Let's get one for our own.
Consolation goal. Moussa Sissoko skews it wide.
That is what would happen.
That summarises the day.
Life never changes so much that you can't recognise it. We're looking at a tame end to the match after a flurry of activity.
And just like that, Dale's chances of winning the It's Football Day trophy have gone.
They're out.
I'm going to go and get my charger. I'll be back in
a second. He's going to go out. He's furious. Look
pleased.
At him.
Pleased.
He's going to go and punch a desk.
Keith, come on, boys. Talking about lending money. Yes, have it!
This is a
it's
huge...
Now it's now... Like, you can play for the draw, though.
I don't want to.
No, you shouldn't, because I'll batter you.
I don't want to play for the draw. That's boring.
I don't think we're... Do I play positive, or do I...
I love the idea that this is all being decided at home.
It's big stuff, this.
Leading the way. 5 points.
Classy
one
Cardi
goal difference. Seamus Coleman is out.
Classic Cardi, classic Vardy, not Cardi.
Dale's back. Just in time to press continue on his game.
It's all come down to this. This is what we wanted, really. It all coming down to something.
No, I will...
Mash back, guys.
I will truly hate if Cardi wins this.
Right. But I'm charging.
I'm evens to win.
Are you?
You are. You're evens to win.
Title up for grabs at the Lose Your Mind Dom. It's where I've wanted to be.
Seamus Coleman suspended.
It's everything we've worked for
the
last
biggest
3 weeks.
The biggest game of his career, and he's suspended for it. You've got to feel for him.
It's like Gaza.
I want to look at the competition review. I want to look at the table. Oh, okay.
I'm making one major change. Fred is not starting this match.
Really?
I've gone Marvellous Nakamba. I've changed to a ball-winning midfielder at the back. And I've moved Ndombele forwards because he's got more of a creative presence.
I've got a big decision to make. So, James Maddison, he's not played well in tournament. He came off and went 3-0 up. Emi Buendia, though, came on, got a 7.8. I leave him on the bench?
Emi Buendia was gorgeous in that game.
But
I'm going to
leave
him.
Maddison. I have faith in Maddison. And I'm also going to play... on the counter.
Guys,
let's go.
Who do I want to win? I know who I want to win. Well, God, it's fuckers, so I'm not last. Or, no, Cad, if you beat him 3-0, I think then I would still be not last. By
I'm
goal
aiming
difference.
For 4.
He's worked it all out.
This is a big team talk.
Dressing room. Passionate.
We owe Borgull its fuck after what happened at Arsenal. Go out there and get revenge. Half of them are motivated.
Passionate. A win here will secure the title. I expect nothing less.
This is tense.
Motivated.
I feel like it's all of my tense. Life has been building up to this.
Oh, have you changed your formation?
I didn't change the formation, but I've gone cautious.
I thought
and the kickoff,
I didn't realise you had three behind, like three attacking midfielders.
I do, that's how I play.
Or is it just three midfielders, two on the wing, one in centre?
That's how I play. Borgullet's
fuck.
Oh no, you've got the first
early highlight. Raul Jimenez, who has looked uninspiring. Son at the edge of the box. He scored! 1:39, Son scores from 20 yards.
He did a little dance move to
the
celebrate.
The Cardi boys have started terribly, it says.
I set him out to play on the counter, and now that's going to not happen.
Would have thought Raul Jimenez would be playing as creator rather than finisher?
You can't let Son shoot from the edge of the box.
That's poor from Nick Pope. He's let himself down.
You can't let Son do that.
His father, game developer Lucas Pope, would be furious.
Turns out you take the Cardi boys out of the Cardi land, and they got nothing.
I'm just told the boys to calm down. It's fine. It's only a few minutes gone in the game. We can do this.
I'm looking at my possession stats. I'm loving them. Son Heung-min is pulling all the strings out there, it says.
Oh, yeah. God, look at all your players, Caddy.
Oh, no,
oh, there's a lot of uninterested.
They're uninterested in the biggest game of their career. Come on.
I'll follow some assistant. Now, this is what I like, because Ball Galaxy fuckers really do like not to create any chances, but I'm 1-0 up. I'm just happy to watch. Now. I'm happy to watch this timer go up.
This is
and
not
lift the
what
cup.
I need.
Player of the game so far, Son Heung-min on 8.1.
He's the only one who's done anything.
And he's calm. Nakamba's aggressive body language. He's come on for his only game of the season.
Come on. Here we go.
I don't like the look of this. Cedric plays it in from the right. Lucas Moura, who I hate today.
Oh!
And Vardy's just scored. Of course he has.
So I think Vardy is a late contender for man of the competition.
Yeah, I think so too.
First game.
I think so too.
First two games.
Lucas Moura, Vardy, and
Hugo
Lloris.
Lucas Moura just can't stop, can he? It's amazing. Cedric, deputising for the big man Coleman, made the goal.
2-0. Oh, I was going to go
2-0.
Positive, but
oh,
now...
Oh, 1-1, sorry.
And we've just got a third... Oh, what? It's been called for us! Oh, no, he's onside, he's onside.
Not... VAR is checking.
They did a VAR check.
Oh.
That was a late pitter-patter of my little heart.
I thought it had been cancelled.
Daryl Jan Matt's looking nervous. I don't like it.
It's going to be half-time. Is it? Is it half-time? It's half-time.
It's got to be half-time.
Oh, this is a big team talk.
The Carney boys have
half-time.
Somehow taken more possession.
So the Cardi boys struggling
passionate
for possession.
Come on,
the
lads. Win
half.
This one for the fans and seal the title for us.
Good conversation for the final third entries into shot.
And you know what?
Into shot.
We're going to go out there.
I've motivated.
And we're going to play positive. Not on the back foot anymore.
Struggling to form. Pulisic.
Keep him quiet.
I'm just calming down Daryl Janmaat.
You have to do that sometimes.
Then Donker as well, struggling to perform.
He listened nervously. I don't trust a man who listens nervously to me.
You're
he's coming
off.
Janmaat's coming off at half time. I can't have a negative influence.
Who's coming on for him?
Lewis Dunk's coming on. Gomez going to the right. He can play there.
Let's get
they tell me
that. He can play there. I prefer him in the middle.
I'm just going to make a little tiny change. I think
this is a big half, isn't it? We've come down to a half of football.
I like to think this is going to work out for me.
Dunkies in.
Big dunk. I want Dunk to score from a corner.
Come on, boys.
Lucas Pope.
Oh,
Nick Pope.
Gomez dispatched it easily.
Gomez in his new position on the right wing. He's making a huge run forwards, and Ndombele's played
Gomez
him in.
Gomez is away.
Don't shoot Gomez.
Oh!
He scores!
He scores a 1-on-1.
He scored a 1-on-1!
The only... What?
Joe Gomez scored a 1-on-1 from the right wing.
What a fantastic
and
goal.
Beautiful
Virgil
pass from Ndombele.
Let him go.
This feels scripted. Nick Pope's dive was insane.
he dived
over it.
Oh, no. We need two goals.
Again, take the Cardi boys out of Cardi land. This is what you get.
Madison, still not performing. Buendia, coming on. Work your magic again, son.
Madison has been a letdown.
He's already. Buendia's got a yellow card within a minute of coming on.
I have never. He's fired up. I would like that as a manager. I have never made a tactical change as good as putting Joe Gomez on the right wing.
We're not doing a lot here.
Toby Alderweireld's been booked. I like the fire in his belly.
Come on, boys.
Gomez, I want another. Make it big. Pulisic. Oh, Pulisic taken out by
Dean.
On the
break. Vardy's on the break.
And now that we know that 1-on-1s are possible.
Not for me.
Collected by Schmeichel. Schmeichel smashes it up to Raul Jimenez, who's taken it around. Beautiful touch, but he's dispossessed by Maguire.
I'd just like to point out the league table is currently Borgel. It's fuck at 1. Coventry also at 2. And the Cali boys at 3.
Shouting at my boys to concentrate.
Moore is coming off. He's done fuck all.
It's the 75th minute.
Big!
And we're going 3 up top.
I mean, the Cardi boys have to just go for it now. You might as well send the keeper up at this point, mate.
And attacking 3 up front.
Nice.
15 minutes to score 2 goals.
Right, I've made some changes. I've brought on Fred. Nakamba was looking too aggressive and he was on a yellow card. I didn't like
Come
the
on,
look
boys.
Of it. 81 minutes.
Come on, boys. We're not doing anything. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Highlighting the 83rd.
Chilwell on the left wing plays it forward to Raul Jimenez, who's playing weirdly left, but Cedric dispossesses him. I don't like the look of the breakaway by any means. Vardy's forward and Schmeichel's taken it.
And he just hammered it straight away. He could have took his time with that.
84 minutes. Let's play it out.
It's not happening. It's not happening. 4 minutes. We need two goals.
I'm going defensive.
It's not happening.
How much stoppage time? Four minutes.
We're in 3 minutes of stoppage time.
Four.
It's going.
Schmeichel plays out to Alderweireld. Alderweireld to Gomez.
I need two goals in 1.5 minutes.
Fred.
I've gone ultra
attacking. Fred plays it forward to Raul Jimenez. Can he make himself a hero? No, he can't because it's a one-on-one.
All down to Joe Gomez scoring a one-on-one. Who would have thought?
I mean, it was down to also the fact that you lost your other game.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Gomez has just given away a penalty. No, he's offside. Oh, my God. I was just about to attack Cardi.
It's looking all over.
30 seconds left.
It's looking like Paul Gullit.
Time waste away, my friends. I've made fans lose their mind. I've made you lose your lunch. Uh-oh.
It's got to be on.
Perez has taken it.
Just waiting for
Perez
the final
has played it forwards to Emi Buendia and Gomez, and Schmeichel collects it calmly. Again. That is it.
It's over.
He's won the title. Borgullet, fuckers. It's a historic first title victory for the boys. And because
I've said unlucky, boys, it would have been nice to win there, but it wasn't to be.
And because it's the end of the season and it doesn't matter anymore, I'm going aggressive. With win or not, that performance was unacceptable and we're going to have to work on a few things. And actually, quite a few of them responded well. Several confused and demotivated, as you would assume.
Let's see what we get at the end of this. Do we get a player of the tournament or anything?
Player of the match was Son Heung-min, which I'm very happy with. Yeah. There'll be a player of the season, surely.
That's got in that.
I mean,
Cardi, you're the veteran player of this version, mate. What happened?
I had all the play. I had a lot of shots. It just wasn't to be.
It's not an inspiring, you know, it's not a Man City storming to victory from Borgullet's Fuck. But it was a deserved win. Borgullet's Fuck featured a number of exceptionally quick players and used them to full effect.
Fantasy draft competition finished.
I am absolutely... There, there's no player of the season.
Well, right. I think we all know it was ultimately football.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And I don't know if that was enjoyable for anyone listening, but thank you for doing it.
Imagine listening to all this.
I hope you had a good Christmas.
I think it's amazing.
I hope a lot of you got Football Manager for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've spent all of the new year playing it.
I relinquished control of commentary also. It's in the world's hands now. Someone else can pick up the mantle.
Yeah.
So that's Joe won the title, Dale second.
Yeah.
The Cardi boys sadly coming in last.
Relegated.
Poor girl, it's fucked.
Relegated back to just the IGN UK podcast. Now we're drafting in Jesse next.
Jesse's coming
and
in.
This is the last episode of It's Football Day.
No,
goodbye. And now I've got lots of pictures of Sean Williamson on my PC. Okay.
Just to cheer you up.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side path?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you. Find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.